Hello, and welcome to this profile episode of the History of Yugoslav Football podcast, covering the life and times of the second of the Zvezdina Zvezda, Dragoslav Sekularac. If you follow me on Twitter, at Timo Mouse, well advised to, you'll know that for the last little while, I've had a picture of this man as my profile picture. The picture itself is from a promotional poster showing Sekularac as a camera operator from his own movie, Sheki Snima Pajise. Sekularac is the first footballer in Yugoslavia whose fame transcended sport and spilled into culture as a whole. Whereas previously covered players such as Musa Marjanovic have had similar levels of fame, Sheki, as he was known, was the first of the era of mass media, the first who could reasonably be stuck on a poster and sell movie tickets, because that's the sort of thing the public demanded. The movie itself gleefully accepts that Sheki had no business being an actor and, as such, has one of the most fourth wall breaking plots of the era. A group of people want to make a movie, so ask a local businessman for funding. He agrees, but only if his cousin can direct it, and surprise, surprise, that cousin happens to be Sheki. Sheki approaches filmmaking as if it's a football match, and hijinks ensue in the very loosest sense of the word, because Sheki Snima Pajise is also one of the worst films ever made. It holds a curious place in Yugoslav cinema as a satire of Yugoslav society and idolatry that someone like Sheki, who knows nothing about film, could be put in such a position as director without any protest. A cheap cash-in with little in the way of sets, regular musical interludes, and essentially so the film sold itself solely, but Sheki was in it, and, while no actor, at least managed to come across as a relatively charming, if completely lost, presence. It even spawned a hit single, Sheki Twist. He was, before we even say one word about the man as a footballer or as a human being, a phenomenon. Before Beatlemania, there was Sheki Mania. It was what made him an icon, a footballing great, and a frustration. Sheki was simply the best known of his nicknames. He was also known as the Brazilian, the Romantic, and the Artist. They are names which evoke certain feelings in football fans just from what those names imply. Skill and joie de vivre. Sheki was it, Sheki knew it, and Sheki played up to it, thanks to a willingness to show off and the shortest of tempers. Even the government were fully aware of his talent. When Juventus tried to sign him in 1959, the move was halted by Interior Minister Alexander Rankovic, who stated Sheki was needed in the country to entertain the working masses. The fee reportedly offered by Juve was in the region of £600,000. Had the move gone through, it would have been a world record that would only have been broken 14 years later by none other than Johan Cruyff. Sheki was born in November 1937 in the town of Štip in North Macedonia to a Montenegrin Serb father and a Macedonian mother. His father was a lawyer who was soon employed by the Ministry of Agriculture, and the family moved to Belgrade in 1949. His father didn't have any interest in football. On Sheki's international debut, he arranged tickets for his family and friends for all but his father, as his father simply wouldn't have understood it. He was, like many players of the era, only interested in being a footballer from an early age, and entered the Svenska Fiesta youth system in 1951, progressing to debut for the first team aged only 17, breaking through as an important player in the side from 1955-56 onwards. After his breakthrough under Milovan Sirić, Misa Pavic took over as manager from 1957, who had mentored Shecky through the youth team and would take him through the peak of his career, the early 1960s. He would make it into the Euro 1960 team of the tournament and would be considered by many the best player in the 1962 World Cup, when he would conclude it by making his movie. His playing style of wanting to not just beat, but humiliate his marker, saw him sometimes accused of selfishness, but was also what endeared him so much to the people in the first place. By the end of that World Cup year, however, his career had changed beyond recognition. Perhaps the most famous game of his career would take place in the autumn of 1962 in Nice against Radnicki Nice. He would get involved in an argument with referee Pavel Tumbash that would end up with Shecky smacking the referee in the face. He would be banned for the following 18 months, spending most of it serving in the army reserves, with 5,000 people turning up simply to watch him train. On his return, he would soon suffer a spinal injury that would seriously curtail his effectiveness, and while Shecky would always remain a beloved player until his retirement in 1975, he would spend most of that last decade of his career moving clubs and nations as his career wound to a close. He became a coach with two notable appointments. In 1989, he managed Sfena Zvezda for a season. On that occasion, his time at the club was cut short due to an incident after a UEFA Cup match against Köln, where an altercation in the tunnel resulted in UEFA banning Shecky for 3 months. After that season, Shecky left, in spite of leading Zvezda to a domestic double. One season later, that side became European champions. The second notable spell was at Obilić in 1998, during the spell in which the club were run by notorious hooligan-turned-war criminal Zeljko Laznatović, better known as Arkan. Arkan was a famed Zvezda fan, and Shecky was employed partly out of ego. Nevertheless, he took Obilić to the runners-up spot in the league before being fired, and the club being banned from Europe due to, well, they were owned by Arkan. So Kutlarac, for all his stardom, didn't make much in the way of money, and Arkan was one of the few who took care of him monetarily. As he told the Blizzard, "For my first contract, I got 2 LPs of Caterina Valente, the Italian pop star. For my second contract, I decided after 4 years to get married, so I went to the mother of my future wife. She asked if I had an education. No. A flat? No. Do you have this? No. Do you have that? No. So she told me to F off. So I went to Zvezda and said I wanted to get married and they had to give me a flat. They gave me a little flat. After another 4 years, I had children, so I needed a bigger flat. They gave me a bigger flat and gave my small flat to a centre-back. For 13 years, I played at the club for an effing flat." For much of his later life, he lived off a pension from Sfena Zvezda, one that was set by his former teammate and arguably successor, Dragan Zajac, to be one of the lower tiers of pensions the club gave. Something that caused consternation from Shecky himself. At the start of 2019, Dragoslav Sekularac died. His was one of the most storied and one of the most controversial careers Yugoslav football would ever see. As shown by his popularity being such that he could get a film, he was the country's first true footballing superstar, more so than players who were arguably better, or at the very least more consistent and contributed on a more consistent basis to the national side. Whatever your opinion on the true limit of Shecky's talents, the reality remains he is one of the true legends of Yugoslav football. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.